Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, January 21st, and happy 59th birthday to NBA legend Hakeem the Dream Olajuwon.
Oh, Olajuwon! Oh! Somebody call the police. He's killing somebody out there.
I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by R.S. Andrews. A former Norcross police officer was arrested for pandering for sex and improperly using databases while in uniform. A man involved in a standoff with a Gwinnett SWAT officers at Norcross area apartment complex was arrested early Tuesday. Trickham Middle School honors former teacher by dedicating walking trail in her honor. COVID-19 vaccination rates among young children lag in Georgia and other southern states. The Gwinnett Sheriff's Office is getting state grant for use of force and de-escalation training. And finally, Democrats are lining up to run for State House 97 seat in western Gwinnett. Plus, we'll hear from GDP Sports editor Will Hammack.
He's done a good job kind of building the culture over there. I think next coach is going to come in and have some success behind him because of what he's built over there. So both those guys are good guys, and I'm sad to see them go, but hope for the best in the future.
Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot, or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Norcross officials announced one of their former police officers was arrested on Tuesday night, nearly 2 weeks after he was fired for allegedly committing immoral and illegal conduct while on duty in uniform. 36-year-old Officer Kevin Day was fired January 7th for allegedly pandering for sex and using a database to look up people he did not have a legal reason to look up. He was arrested Tuesday by Gwinnett Sheriff's deputies on charges related to those actions, according to the police department. Deputies have charged Officer Day with 2 counts of pandering for sex, 2 counts of oath of office, and 2 counts of GCIC violations. Jail records show he had already been released on bond hours after his arrest. Gwinnett County jail records also show that he was previously arrested and booked into the county jail in 2014 on a sexual battery charge. Gwinnett County Police SWAT officers arrested a Lilburn man early Tuesday morning following an hours-long standoff at an apartment complex in unincorporated Norcross. 33-year-old Terrell Kenyatta Andrews is accused of taking Norcross resident Kerry Nelson hostage at the Gwinnett Point Apartments in Dunleaf Arc Way on Monday. A 911 caller reported they needed assistance from police but did not provide any details. Officers arrived at the scene, but no one answered when they knocked on the door of the apartments. SWAT officers evacuated neighboring apartment units to get the residents of those units out of harm's way and then began making announcements. Andrews then emerged from the apartment with Nelson, who was not harmed. Terrell Andrews faces reckless conduct, aggravated assault, battery, and false imprisonment charges, and the investigation has been turned over to the Gwinnett County Police Department's Internal Affairs Unit. Sheila Haynes was always athletic, but running was something she came into later than most sports. Her brother, Terry Dawson, recalled how his sister played softball, soccer, and basketball when she was growing up. Basketball, in particular, was her main sport in high school, where she was starting point guard at DeKalb Christian Academy. Sheila, who taught physical education at Trickham Middle School for 18 years, will forever be tied to walking and running, however, after the school dedicated its walking track in her honor Tuesday. The dedication followed a vote by the Gwinnett County Board of Education last summer to approve a request from Trickham officials to name the track in Haynes' honor. Ms. Haynes died from breast cancer in December 2020 when she was just 48 years old.
Girl, you look good, want your vax that thing up. You're a decent looking brother, want to vax that thing up. And your fullest lead needs to vax that thing up. Herd immunity, want to vax that thing up.
2 months after Pfizer's COVID vaccine was authorized for children ages 5 to 11, just 27% have received at least one shot, according to January 12 CDC data. Only 18%, or 5 million kids, have both doses, Kaiser Health News reported. In Georgia, as well as other southern states, the percentages are even lower. Just 16.1% of the 5 to 11 age group in Georgia have had at least one shot, and 8.7% have received both doses. Only Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Wyoming have lower rates of fully vaccinated kids in this age group. The current virus surge, driven by the Omicron variant, has pushed COVID hospitalizations higher in children's hospitals. The national effort to vaccinate children has stalled, even as the Omicron variant upends schools for millions of children and their families amid staffing shortages, shutdowns, and heated battles over how to safely operate.
Don't make a mistake. List with the best real estate team Gwinnett has to offer. Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy, and for 40 years I've been working and playing in the great county of Gwinnett. Gwinnett is home to fun. The Stripers, the Gladiators, the Swarm. We have major concerts and festivals at the arena, fairgrounds, and multiple city festivals. And truly, that's only part of the reason Gwinnett is great. It's great because of its people. I could go on and on. But in 2022, if you or a friend is thinking of buying or selling in Gwinnett, there's only one team to call, Peggy Slappy Properties. Voted best of Gwinnett for a reason. Call my team at 770-271-5555 or visit us online anytime at PSPOnline.com. That's PSPOnline.com. And remember, when you choose Peggy Slappy Properties, you choose a whole team, not just a realtor.
The professional bull riders return bigger, badder, older, for an all-new 2022 season.
Maybe, just maybe, the impossible can happen.
Join us for the PBR Gwinnett Invitational, January 22nd and 23rd at Gas South Arena.
There is your proof!
Get yours today at PBR.com and AXS.com and find out what it means to be cowboy.
Gwinnett County Sheriff's deputies will be getting improved training on how to de-escalate dangerous situations, as well as how to properly use force. County commissioners agreed on Tuesday to accept a $196,770 state grant on behalf of the Gwinnett Sheriff's Office from the Governor's Office and Criminal Justice Coordinating Council for the training. There's no requirement for the county to provide matching funds to obtain the grant.
So, who'd you vote for, Hank?
Nuh-uh. If he tells you, it won't come true.
Two Democrats have recently announced plans to run for the House District 97 seat in Western Gwinnett that will open in this year's elections. Rua Roman and Jonathan J.T. Wu each announced bids for the seat, which is largely made up of the current House District 95, although the western part of that district was moved into the new State House District 48. District lines were moved as part of legislative redistricting, which goes into effect with this year's election cycle. The district is made up of Berkeley Lake, as well as parts of Duluth, Peachtree Corners, and Norcross. State Representative Beth Moore, Democrat from Peachtree Corners, is the representative for House District 95, but she's announced plans to run for the new Senate District 7 seat this year. Mr. Wu has based his campaign on addressing education, health care, progress, community, and opportunity. The Duluth native, who now lives in Norcross, is the founder of the early childhood literacy nonprofit Preface and has been highlighted as one of the most influential Asian Americans in the state by the Georgia Asian Times. Meanwhile, Ms. Roman said in a campaign announcement that she plans to run on issues such as updating the quality basic education formula that the state uses to provide funding for local school systems, tackling Medicare expansion, and addressing voting rights. The Duluth resident is a senior consultant for a professional services management company, which works with government agencies on ways to approach major public policy issues at all levels of government. Would you like to see the PBR Gwinnett Invitational? Call 404-997-8655 and leave a voicemail on the GDP voicemail line and mention Pro Bull Riders for your chance to win. And now here's a look around Gwinnett Athletics with GDP Sports Editor Will Hammack.
Will Hammack is the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And Will, tell me about the football coaches that have resigned.
Yeah, we had some big news this week. Two coaches have resigned in Gwinnett County. Kind of a big week. There's not a lot of turnover usually in Gwinnett head coaching, particularly with one of the ones is really interesting. Andy Dyer from Archer has resigned. He's the only head coach they've ever had at Archer High School. So kind of sent some shockwaves through that community. He's one of the best guys around, best coaches around. Had a lot of great success over there at Archer. Been there 13 years since they first started the program. So he built that into a state power pretty quickly. Well-respected around here. He's a Gwinnett guy. He played at Brookwood. So a lot of people think a lot of him. So that was kind of a shocking day and a sad day for Archer over there. He lives in Livonia. He moved there last year. So he's kind of looking for something a little closer to where he lives up there. He's an hour and 15 minutes away from Archer each way. It kind of makes sense in that regard. The other resignation was Reggie Stansel at Peachtree Ridge. I think he's going to maybe look for a job at the college ranks. He's a guy I thought that had a lot of potential to do that in the future. But he's been over there at Peachtree Ridge for 5 years, took him to the playoffs in 2020 when they had everybody had the rough year with COVID and football. They lost some games from COVID and all that stuff. But he's done a good job kind of building the culture over there. I think next coach is going to come in and have some success behind him because of what he's built over there. So both those guys are good guys, and I'm sad to see him go, but hope for the best in the future.
And do you think that he's going to be able to do something in the college level?
I think so. He's a guy that's wherever he's been. Before he was at Peachtree Ridge, he was at Norcross for a decade, and he did a good job at Norcross. He was kind of their liaison with college coaches and getting a lot of Norcross kids to the college level. Norcross has always had, if not the most, the second most signees of every Gwinnett school at the college level, and he did a great job there in those relationships. And when you're in that position, you deal with college coaches a lot. So I'm sure he made a lot of connections in that regard of professionally to kind of get him to that level. And he's a bright coach, a good offensive coach. I think he'll find a good spot to go to.
That's a good point. The networking with the college coaches is probably going to pay off for him.
Yeah, definitely.
And now let's move over to wrestling with Mill Creek and Buford. Tell me about them.
Yeah, we had a lot of teams competing in the first two rounds of they called it prelims, but it's really the first two rounds of the bracket of the state duels wrestling tournament last weekend. And a rough weekend for most of our teams. Not a lot of teams made it to the final eight. Only Mill Creek and Buford survived, but had some tough losses from a couple of our teams that would have had a chance to make the final eight. They had tough draws in the bracket, but great job by Mill Creek and Buford. I think for Buford, everybody expected Buford to be there in 6A. They're the defending state champion, probably going to make another run for a state championship this weekend at state duels. So look for big news out of them. And for Mill Creek, it's kind of historic. They've never made it to the this far in the state duels bracket. So great job by the Hawks up there. Coach Nathan White and his group have done a great job. Now they're kind of going to see what they can do now that they're in the final eight, see how deep of a run they can make towards the state championship.
And you know what I love about Gwinnett County High School sports is that it's such a wide range of sports that kids in the county are good at. And now we have somebody who's won a diving title.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. Gwinnett's good at a variety of sports. It's not just football, basketball, baseball. It's if there's a sport, Gwinnett's probably pretty good at it. So, like you said, diving was held this week. Mill Creek freshman Leah McCarthy won the county girls diving title. She's her first high school championship meet here in Gwinnett, and nice for her to get a championship. Great girl, great family. Happened to be friends with them, and she won by a close margin over Chloe Brothers of Brookwood. And Brookwood also had the third place finisher, Nadia Davis. So congratulations to those girls and all the girls that competed this week. We'll have the boys diving coming up this weekend. The championship meet will be Saturday. And then Saturday night will be the championship meet for Gwinnett County swimming. So all the swim finals will be Saturday night. Should be a fun weekend in that.
So outside of the swimming and diving, what else is happening this weekend that you're looking forward to?
Yeah, but mainly looking forward to the state duels to see how that turns out, see if Buford can repeat and see if Mill Creek can make a run at the championship. There's always basketball going on. We're in the heat of basketball, and region play is cranking up. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes down here in the next few weeks.
Will Hammack is the sports editor at the Gwinnett Daily Post. And, Will, I appreciate you every time you join me on the podcast.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Find your inspiration at the North Atlanta Home Show, January 28th through the 30th at Gas South Convention Center. Check off all those projects on your to-do list. Plus, find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts to make your dream home a reality. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, don't miss the North Atlanta Home Show. Save 50% on tickets with promo code PODCAST at NorthAtlantaHomeShow.com.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.